Beautiful song. What a joy to know you're ready to go to heaven, to be with the Lord for eternity. Well, we just got the news here in North Carolina. An earthquake shook the East Coast all the way from New Hampshire to Atlanta, Georgia. Our people right here in our building felt it and come running telling me about it even before I read it on the news. So it really did happen. Let me tell you, friend, every sign out there tells us we are at the end. The time of the coming of the Lord, the great seven-year tribulation period. You don't want to miss Open Bible Dialogue on Saturday. We're really dealing with some key subjects. In about 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to go to the book of Revelation, the dark hour of the 7 great years of the tribulation period. I just want to deal for a while with just those 7 years. People worry about spending eternity in hell. You need to worry also about being here after the rapture on this crazy earth. That will be insane. I mean, it will be insane. I said it will be insane. The coming of the Lord is at the door. The coming of the Lord is at the door. Now, our sermon today, I don't want you to miss it. I really don't. I'm extremely excited. Where the healing waters flow. Where the healing waters flow. I love that thought. I'm here to tell you, that's what we're praying and believing this church to be. A church where the healing waters flow. Where you can come to be healed emotionally, spiritually, physically, And whatever your need is, the great Creator wants to meet your need. And we're believing. And the Spirit of God is moving. And we know we've seen nothing yet. The great time of the move and the great visitation of the Holy Ghost is going to happen. The Bible tells us in the last days, that great day of the end, that the people everywhere would be filled with the Holy Spirit, sons and daughters and maids and servants filled with the Spirit of God. What a day that's really and truly going to be. Let's go to prayer. Father, I pray for my audience across the fruited plains and many parts of the world, many different countries. I pray the name and power and authority of Jesus Christ will be manifest in a manner that they cannot miss it, and that many, many souls will come to know Christ. I pray, Father, the healing waters may flow during this message today right through the internet. Let the Spirit of God touch lives, touch men and women, wherever they are, whatever may be their need. Father, it doesn't matter the nationality. Doesn't matter the background. Jesus, you died that whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Whosoever will. Nobody's excluded. What a marvelous hope. What a horrible doctrine there is out in our world, that God only saves a select number and the rest of the multitudes cannot even make an appeal. They are hell bound and can do nothing about it. How miserable of a religion that would be to have. I thank God for the grace of God that says, whosoever will, let him come. Father, thank you for that. May souls be saved. May lives be changed. May the great miracle of God's hand be upon us. And may we see that hand in its beauty and its power and its authority. God, you will meet needs if men will give you a chance. You will meet needs, Father, if men will give you a chance. And I pray that we can come to that moment and that time when the Spirit of God can move in His wonderful power and show Himself mighty to us. We yearn for that, Father. We pray for your divine outpouring, your holy authority, your great anointing. Oh, we pray for it. We believe for it, Lord. We really do. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't miss Open Bible Dialogue this Saturday. Very important. You can get it right on the internet, wherever you are in the world. If you can hear this sermon, you can hear that broadcast live. It's on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, you can get on there's a place on the internet. You can find what time that is in your area, anywhere in the world. I'm talking about anywhere around this globe that there's an internet. You can hear our broadcast live at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Whatever your time, it may be in the middle of the night where you are, maybe in the morning, you know the difference. And may God's grace and blessings open your heart to hear. We're dealing with the dark doctrines of Calvinism. We're dealing with the idea that God forgives sins in advance, which is absolutely contrary to Holy Scripture. We're dealing with the fact that every person who gets saved must then be responsible to live right, live clean, live godly. You can't do your own thing and go to God's heaven. There won't be no sin in that great city. There won't be no wickedness in that great city. It will be saints of God, washed in the blood, made pure in the blood of the Lamb. What a day it's going to be. I want you to be there. I want you to be in heaven. I want you to be in heaven. Let's hear the sermon now, where the healing waters flow.
John 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. The reason sometimes we don't worship easily is because we're not thirsty. We're satisfied. We got all we want. We're not searching and yearning and hungering for more. Nothing will make you worship like a thirsty heart. Are you listening? Are you listening? You get thirsty for God, you worship. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of water. Now listen, he describes this. But this spake he of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. The Holy Ghost could not be given until Jesus resurrected, glorified, ascended, and then honored before the Father. And then the Father sent the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is a river that he that believeth shall from his belly have this living water flowing, a river. Actually says rivers of living water. I'm preaching this morning on when the healing waters flow, or where the healing waters flow. If there's a burden on this preacher's heart, if there's a yearning, a crying out to God that your pastor is doing, it is a yearning that this place will become a place where the healing waters flow. Where the healing waters flow. Can you think of anything that would be a theme for the church more appropriate to a Holy Ghost-filled church than where the healing waters flow? Where the healing waters flow. They cannot flow except where there's worship. Where God's people forget all other things and come together and worship. Let God be God in our midst and pour Himself out upon us. God, will You help me preach this morning? Father, I'm asking You for an anointing bigger and greater than any capacity of Joseph Chambers. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Where the healing waters flow. If Jesus determined anything for His church, if Jesus had any reason for His death, if Jesus had any purpose in His sacrifice, it was to create a body of believers. He calls it the church. And to make that church a place where healing waters flow. Where every need of men and women can be met. Where the power, the majesty of Christ can be revealed. Where the sick can be healed. Where the sick can be healed. I said where the sick can be healed. Where the emotionally disturbed can be delivered. Where the lost can be saved. Where the needs of men and women can be met. Where the healing waters flow. You see, the Bible is a book of healing. If there's any description of the Bible that is above all other descriptions, it is a book of miracles. A book of healing. A book of salvation. A book of deliverance from demon powers. Demon possession. We're going to see more of that in the weeks and months to come. I'm waiting on God to make these hands of this preacher so anointed by the Holy Ghost that we can see the sick healed. We can see the demon possessed delivered. I can't do it by myself. It's not supposed to be done by myself. It's the ministry of the church. It's the ministry of all of us. God needs you to be a part of the flowing of the healing waters. Now, let me tell you that you can never be the means of healing waters flowing to another. until they first flow to you and through you. They've got to be flowing in you and through you. And you've got to be living in the abundance. Or you can never be a means of an abundance for somebody else. If you are constantly on the drag. If you're constantly in the cellar. If you're constantly all under the load and no spiritual victory and no spiritual triumph. You cannot be a triumph for others or a victory for others. So, where the healing waters flow has got to have some temples, some vessels, some saints, some godly men and women and young people. I'm believing God to take this group of young people from these two young lads, all of them, and so sanctify them, clean up their lives from the calluses of the world, to make them vessels full of the Holy Ghost. He will not put His Holy Ghost in an unclean temple. A temple that dresses shabby and dresses careless will never become the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do you understand? I hope you do. The Bible is a book of healing. The Bible is a book of Holy Ghost power. The Bible is a book that shows us the moving presence of the Spirit. The moving activity of the Holy Ghost as He moves among people and heals their sick and delivers their unsaved and works miracles among them that brings honor to God. Help me preach, somebody. Help me preach, somebody. You see, the Lord wants to heal emotional problems. He wants to heal disturbances that eat at you and trouble you. He wants to clean up your mind until it has sanctified a dimension and capacity. He wants to heal your sick body. There's not a person among us that God doesn't want to heal your body. He wants to heal your body. It's His desire. It's His delight to give you a miracle of His healing power and His healing presence. I could talk about the healing of emotions. We have an emotionally sick world. We have an emotionally sick world. There are people you meet every day. Raise your hand if you can recall someone this week who is emotionally sick. Come on, raise your hand. You recall somebody you've dealt with, you've been around, and they're emotionally sick. They need a miracle. God's a healing God. Oh, He's a healing God. He wants to heal emotions. He wants to heal bodies. Everywhere we look, there's somebody sick from cancer, all kinds of dreaded diseases. And the world has become so hooked on the medical profession until we run to them when Jesus invites us for His healing and His presence. Oh, He cares about you. He loves you. And of course, your soul. You know, listen to me. Religion is in the head. But salvation, and what I'm talking about this morning, is in the heart. And we got a world full of people who are religious in their head. But they've never become religious in their heart. Real emotions don't flow out of the head. They flow out of the heart. They flow out of the heart. You get spiritual life inside your heart, I won't be able to keep you from worshiping. I won't have to beg you. I won't have to push you. Worship will be as natural as it can be when the heart is full of Christ. When the heart is full of the Savior. When the heart is full of the Redeemer. Now I'm trying to bring you something this morning that will change somebody's life. Do you understand that this pastor stands here before you this morning with a burden for every one of you and your families? And I know if we can get you in the place where the healing waters flow, we'll get you then with those healing waters flowing in your life, affecting your family and your loved ones and your neighbors and the people you work with. Healing water cannot help but help people. But it's got to flow. And so I'm bringing you a message this morning. And I'm doing my best with God's help to help us all understand it. Now, let's go back to the first of those verses, 37. He said very clearly, if any man thirst, if any man thirst. Now, everybody that's listening to me, raise your hand. If any man thirst, the beginning of miracles, the beginning of this healing water, the beginning of this outpouring of the presence of the Holy Ghost, the beginning of the stirring up, as Brother Mark spoke so good about, the beginning of all of that is when you get thirsty for God. How many times this week have you thought to yourself, I'm so hungry after God. I'm so thirsty after Jesus. I'm so thirsty after the things of the Lord. I will assure you, and the Holy Ghost inspires me to say this, that the majority of you have not thought all week one time about how hungry you were after God. Do you know why you have not thought all week how hungry you were after God? Because you're not hungry after God. It's a very simple deduction. It's a very simple conclusion. The Bible said, if any man thirst, this living water that I'm preaching about, that flows from God the Father and God the Son, by God the Holy Ghost, and is abundantly sufficient to meet every need in this house, is available. But it cannot flow until somebody gets hungry for it to flow. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to startle you. You look at me startled. I don't mean to startle you. I'm here to tell you that it cannot flow till you get thirsty. If any man thirst, if any man thirst, if any man thirst, it seems to me the Holy Ghost is screaming it. Is any man thirsty? Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The Son of God has never turned a thirsty soul away. If you wonder why you've not got something you're hungry for or you desire, let me say it this way. It's the reason you haven't got something you know you need. It's because you haven't got hungry enough for it that nothing else would stand in your way. Is any man thirsty? I looked up that word thirsty because I wanted to make sure I know what it means. It meant ardent. It meant a man. Let me tell you. Have you ever seen a man, maybe in a picture or a magazine story or maybe on a news item, that was out in the desert and had been there for several days without water? His throat was parched. His lips had cracked. He looked in the eye as though he were, almost unconscious and probably close there too. I mean, you get a man really thirsty in a desert, brother. I want you to know you got a desperate man. You got a man that will almost do anything for a drink of water because he gets ardent. Oh, he gets thirsty. That's how the man was in hell. Just send Lazarus with his finger dipped in water and touch my parching tongue. Just a drop. A wet finger was what the man was begging for. Well, that's what this word thirst means. I come to you this morning as a shepherd of the sheep. I know God called me to be a pastor. I do other things, but I've never wanted to do anything like I want to be a pastor. I've never hungered for anything like I hunger to be a better pastor. Sister Wright, I want to be a better pastor. Sister Lisa, I want to be a better pastor. I want to bring you things that will change your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I stood as we were trying to worship this morning and I was aching inside. Oh, God, teach me how to teach your people to come before you with a thirsty heart. If any man thirst, you'll never be turned away. I want you to hear me. If you're not getting your prayers answered, it's because you're not thirsty like you need to get. How many believe this? You know I'm preaching the truth. You know I am. The Lord will never turn a humble, hungry soul away. There is no such capacity in God or in the Lord Jesus or in the power of the Holy Spirit as to turn a man away who comes to Him with a thirsty and dying desire. A man who comes to Him and you've lost all of the passion from the time I started praying early this morning. There's been this passion, this hungry. I've been crying out, Jesus, I gotta have You like I've never had You in my life. I want to be full of Him. The healing waters can flow through me. I don't just want healing waters to bless me, although I have to have it. Can't survive without it. I want it to flow through me to bless you and to bless your life. Is any man thirsty? A desire for God that consumes you. Have you ever had a desire for God that gets consumed you? You did recently, didn't you, Brother Ken? You ever had a desire for God that just consumed you? Now look at me and answer in your heart. Have you? Have you ever been after God so devoted and so absolutely pouring yourself out that you thought you were going to die if God didn't hear you? You were consumed with a passion after God, a consuming desire. Everything else loses its power over you when you become thirsty for God. Things that are good and things that are wholesome and things that are not in any way wrong or sinful. Things that just take your time and consume your free moments. And fill your mind and thoughts as you go about the day. All those things will lose their power over you when you become consumed with a hunger and a thirst for Christ. That's how I remember I was first saved. We'd come to revival at night. And the preacher would preach. And the altar call would start. And people would pile in those altars and start weeping. And start sobbing after God. I've seen altars just completely wet like somebody poured a cup of water on them because somebody was consumed with a thirst for God. You said, Brother Chambers, I want to get there. You ask the Holy Ghost to help you and you furnish the man and He'll bring you there. I believe that, don't you? He'll bring you there. You've got to be consumed until everything else loses its power over you. Even food will lose its power over you. That thing you love to do as a fun thing will lose its power over you. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not telling you what's right or wrong about those things. We use the world. We just don't abuse it. But I want to tell you something. You get consumed with a hunger for Christ. You get to thinking of what this living river of water could mean flowing through you until the joy of heaven would just set your soul on fire. Take power over everything else. Everything else. Everything else. I'm calling you this morning to a consuming desire and a consuming thirst after Christ. I'm calling you for such a thirst after Christ, such a thirst after Christ that you want so bad to make God big in your life. You want to make God big in your thoughts. You want to make God big in your conduct. Hallelujah. Thirst after God. If any man is thirsty, he says, let him come unto me. Come unto me. Did you hear that? It didn't rest. Jesus said, are you thirsty? Thirsty for this fountain, this river, these rivers of living water? He said, let him come unto me. Jesus is standing. Jesus is sitting. Well, really sitting, but maybe standing at the Father's right hand. And He's saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let me take your load upon me, He says, and your yoke upon me, He says. Hallelujah. And you shall find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. The Lord is inviting you to come to Him. You're thirsty? Come to Him. You're consumed with desire? Come to Him. You're overwhelmed with a hunger? Come to Him. He will not reject you. He will not turn you away. It is not possible. Jesus has earned the right through His death and His sacrifice to bring every need you have and meet them for you. Did you know that? Did you know that He earned the right to meet every need in your life? He earned the right to heal your body. He earned the right to give you freedom of mind. He learned the right to give you a new capacity of thinking. He learned the right to make your soul a cleansed and saved, sanctified soul. He earned the right to meet your needs. He earned the right to give you a river of living water. Can you imagine rivers of living water flowing out of your belly, out of your innermost being? Can you imagine so much joy? I've seen a few of you have that joy. I've seen you so happy. I remember you, Brother Matt, being so happy and shouting and praising God. I remember that of others of you. Or just God blessing your soul and pouring His presence upon you. There is nothing like that. Anybody hungry for it? If you're hungry for it, raise your hand. Raise it up high. Are you really hungry for it? Are you hungry for a river or rivers of living water to flow out of your belly? Living waters. We're not talking about dead. We're not talking about tadpole infested. We're talking about living waters that changes your very life. Hallelujah. Come unto me. Nothing you need that has not already been bought and paid for. It's amazing. We live like paupers. We live like urchins. We have needs that have never been met. We have cares that need to be carried. We have healings that need to be wrought. There are people sitting here this morning and you're sick. Your body has some very, very potent needs. Raise your hand up. If you have a need in your body, you have a physical need of healing in your body, raise your hand. Raise it up high. You have a physical need in your body. You're the fault cause of your physical needs. He fell again this week and sprained another wrist. But he'll be alright. He'll survive. He'll survive. But every healing. The Lord will even heal those sprains, brother Andrew. Hallelujah. He's sufficient. Now with your hand up. Let's ask God to heal your body. Would you be willing right now to turn your physical need over to Him? Would you be willing to claim that He has bought the right to heal your physical body? That foot, mother. Father, I pray for every person in this building. By the Spirit of the risen Lord. By the virtue that flows from His wounded side. And those slashes upon His back. By that virtue. I believe that healing will flow in this body. That river of healing waters. Thank you for healing, Mama. Thank you for healing every one of you. You, Brother Jim. You, Brother Beasley. Thank you. Would you raise your hand and say, thank you, Lord. My healing is in Christ. My living rivers of water is in Christ. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Where healing waters flow. Where healing waters flow. Rivers of healing waters flow. Come unto me, He says, and drink. I like this. He says, and drink. Have you ever tried to make somebody drink something they didn't want? Do you know that can be a real struggle? Do you know you'll get a whole lot more on their face and everything around them than you will in their mouth when a person don't want to drink? Jesus is wanting to fill you so full of living waters. Jesus is wanting to satisfy your soul. Jesus is wanting to pour His life into you. Jesus is wanting to heal your body. Jesus is wanting to save your soul, sir. Jesus is wanting to give you a miracle in all your emotion and all the burdens you carry. But He can't if you don't drink. You've got to turn the cup up. You've got to open up your heart. You've got to drink from the fountain that never runs dry. Hallelujah. You've got to drink from the river that knows no end. You've got to drink from this rivers of living water that has everything you have need of. You've got to drink. If you're thirsty, come, He says, and drink. It's beautiful to think about this. I don't know how to make it as plain as I want to make it. I really want you to grab it. I want you to understand it. You've got to drink. Everything you get from God has got to be received by faith and willingly just incorporated into your life. I can look back at miracles in my life over these 59 years since I was saved. I can look back at struggles I would go through until suddenly I would come to the point that I was ready to drink. And literally, when that point came, receiving His miracles was as simple as taking a drink of water. Receiving His miracle was as simple as receiving something willingly into your life. Some of you are not hearing me. Some of you are not listening to me. The miracles of God that are available to you are as simple as taking a drink of water. When you come to the place of actually trusting Him, of actually believing Him, of actually knowing He's already paid the price. He's already bought it for you. He's already made it available. And He sent back the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is right here. He's here this morning. I've heard Him speaking. I felt His presence. I've known He was near. I can sense He's near. And so, He's near. The price is paid. The sufficiency is available. And now He says, drink. When you just receive it. You say, I may not feel it. It doesn't matter whether you feel it or not. You say, well, am I sure He's going to really give it to me? There's no way He can fail. Do you think Jesus is dishonest in any form or fashion? No. He has every need of yours. Abundantly available. And if you will come to Him and drink, it will be rivers of living water flowing out of your innermost being. And you will become so happy and so full of joy. Would you raise your hand if you're hungry for it? You'll become so full of joy. You'll become so full of His divine presence. He will set you on fire. He will charge your life. But you've got to do some stirring up. You know, shaking yourself, Lord. I've been playing around with this thing. I've really not been hungry. Lord, make me so hungry that I don't care whether I eat another meal till God gives me what I need from the Holy One. Anybody here willing to be that hungry? Some of you love food so much you're not willing to be that hungry, are you? But you get hungry after God, that food loving, that hunger after food will take a back seat. Oh, you've got to eat. I know that. We're not trying to cause you to fast unwillingly or beyond reason. No. I'm trying to show you that when you are ready to drink, He's ready to fill your soul. He's ready to bless your life. Come to Him and drink. Now, the place of living waters, where living waters flow. I'll tell you, He is abundantly sufficient and He will never force you, but He will fill you with rivers of living water. Now, I'm telling you that Jesus went back to the Father, glorified, and sent back the Holy Ghost, that everything I'm preaching can be available to every one of you in this building. Nobody is excluded. Nobody is excluded. You can drink from the fountain that never runs dry. You can have every sufficiency in your spiritual life. You can be so full of the Holy Ghost that He will rule in your life. And He will move through you and upon you. And there will be times when your joy will absolutely be inexplainable. The Bible says that. The Bible says joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now listen to me. How many of you have ever had a joy in the Holy Ghost that was unspeakable and full of glory? Many of you have never had that kind of joy. You've never had that kind of joy. This river of living water is so flooded with joy and so flooded with peace of mind, with happiness. You remember Brother Justin during camp meeting. Am I saying it right, Justin? I keep getting his name wrong. Justin. He shouted for 2 or 3 days. I hadn't seen him shout the last few days. Come on back, Justin. Get that touch again, buddy. Hallelujah. Throw your hand up and say, I'm ready. Are you ready? You see, when God fills you with this joy, it's like rivers of living water. There is nothing to match the joy that Jesus gives. This has got to be a place where living waters flow. Where there's no end to lives coming into this building and getting what they need from God. The devil is not going to stop it. He cannot stop it. He cannot stop it if we believe the promises of God are yea and amen. And I believe it every bit this morning, and I'm claiming His miracles. I'm claiming His mighty power. Would you stand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rivers of living water. Where the healing waters flow. Healing waters. They heal the mind. They heal the body. They heal the soul. They heal all of your person. Father, would you be real in this place this morning? Lord, would you give somebody a miracle of a river of living water? Make somebody so hungry, so thirsty, so desirous that nothing can stop them. Intent to have the fullness of God. Now slip your hand up if you're hungry. If you want God to make you hungry. If you're not hungry, but you want God to make you hungry, slip up your hand. God, make me thirsty. Make me so thirsty that nothing will satisfy me until I get what I need from God. Boys and girls, can you lift your hand up if you want this? If you desire this? Teenagers, do you desire this? Can you yearn for God to make you so thirsty that nothing will satisfy you but Christ and the fullness? If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. Now, just worship him.
Where the healing waters flow, where the joy celestial glow, oh, there is peace and listening love, where the
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Where the healing waters
flow. Healing some more.
Where the I'm loose to be because.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's peace and rest and love.
Where the healing waters
flow.
And the joy is celestial glow. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, there's peace and rest and love.
Peace and rest and love.
Where the healing water.
Before they sing that again, if you come to this fountain with the kind of hunger that God is inviting you to come, if you will cry out for that hunger, should you not have it yet? There are some of you that have never known a really deep hunger after God. You've always taken God kindly for granted. You know, He's there, and you know He's there. We love Him, and we cry out to Him. But you took Him for granted. There's no hunger in your heart. I'm praying for God to make you hungry. I'm praying for God to get a hold of you until you are thirsty beyond ability to describe it. Hallelujah. Say, would you meet me on the altar? Everybody that's hungry. Everybody that's thirsty. If you're thirsty. If you're thirsty. If you want to be thirsty. Come with your hands up, would you? Where the healing waters flow. Where the joy is celestial.
Oh, there's peace and rest and love.
where the healing waters from the waters
come.
Oh, where the healing waters flow,
Jesus, I'm so hungry.
Where the joy celestial glow,
joy celestial glow.
Oh, there's peace and rest in love. Oh, there's peace and rest in love. Where the healing waters flow, where
the healing waters flow. Father, let's play softly. I want you to slip your hands up and tell God you're thirsty. God, Joe Chambers is thirsty. Oh, Jesus, I want to know you in this river, this divine, unspeakable joy. I want to be so full of you that those around me will see it and hear it. Forgive me, God. If I'm not as full as I ought to be, I want to make you big, Jesus. I want to make you big, Jesus. I'm hungry. Anybody tell him how hungry you are? I'm thirsty. I'm going to drink from this fountain, Jesus. I am going to drink. I'm going to drink until my soul is so satisfied. Until there's a river flowing through me and out of me. That absolutely overwhelms everybody that gets around me. Oh, God, make these young people, they're so precious. Make every one of them so hungry. Father, pour your love in them and make them thirsty after you. If any man thirst, if any man thirst, I'm wondering how many of you are really thirsty this morning. God, would you make them thirsty? Father, I'm just waiting. I'm preaching what you gave me. And I'm waiting you to make them thirsty. It's not something I can force. They've got to have a hunger for it. God, I'm really hungry that my people become such worshipers that we never have a service that's not full of worship. That everything else takes a back seat. We walk in those doors and we come with praise, honor, into the courts of the Lord with praise in our hearts, putting our burdens on the altar. I wait on you, Holy One. It's not something I can force. It's not something I can impress or make. You've got to do it, God. Put in the heart of everyone standing here this morning who shows one interest. If they show the least interest, strengthen that interest. And lay your hand on it. To make it so strong that it consumes them. I just wait on you a minute, Lord.
Jesus, but I call him Lord.
Yeah, that's what son did, really. That's what he's for me.
The angels call him Jesus.
Adam Branson.
He was born of
the Branson.
Mary called him Jesus. But I call him.
Raise your hand up and call him Lord, if you mean it.
But
Lord.
The angels call
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, make my people so thirsty. Thirsty, thirsty.
Mary,
that it consumes them.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I call
him
Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.